Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we're sitting with best-selling author Linda Lael Miller, and her latest is McKetricks of Texas, Garrett.
Yep.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so you've earned your rank as a top best-selling author by writing novels about cowboys who win ladies' hearts. Tell us about this latest cowboy, Garrett.
Garrett is a McKetrick. I created a family by that name, but he's an attorney and a politician, but he's also a rancher. He sees the error of his ways and leaves politics, comes home to the ranch to try to make a real life, find out who he really is, you know, and then, of course, there's a lady involved and lots of good secondary characters, so it's got everything, humor, action, romance.
And this is the second in a trilogy.
It's the second in a trilogy. The first one was Tate. That's available now. I always like to say, though, that you can read them out of order. It's better. Most people like to read them 1, 2, 3. But they are standalone novels, and if you read them out of order, you'll be okay.
Now, you write from experience here, don't you? It says here you are a barn goddess. What does that mean?
It means I have 6 horses and a barn. And when I'm home, I help out in that barn, but I got to be honest here. I do have help. I have a guy called a Canadian Wrangler that really does most of the shoveling.
Okay, so you've established you can write Western. How come you write romance so well?
Oh, wow, because I have a super imagination. I fell in love with Little Joe Cartwright way back in the 60s, and I never really got over it. Plus, I come from a cowboy family. My dad was a U.S. or a town marshal. He was a rodeo cowboy. My uncle was such a famous rodeo cowboy that he got to kiss Miss America twice. And so I came from that background, so it was really natural for me to write about it.
Yeah, I get the impression you have a lot of fun while you're writing.
I have a fun with everything. Life has been real good to me, and I'm grateful.
Would you say that the novels are fun for the reader?
I absolutely would. They're fast-paced. You don't get bogged down, and there's enough description that you can use your own imagination, so sort of you get to participate in the story that way. But they are fast-moving.
Let's get real specific here and talk about this one, McKetricks of Texas, Garrett. Give me a little more about the plot.
Well, Garrett has just come back from Washington. He was working for a famous senator, and I know this is unbelievable, but there was a political scandal.
No.
Yes, it's true. And it might have resembled a certain senator from the Carolinas, and it might not have. But anyway, he wasn't directly involved. But that goes against his grain because he's been raised cowboy. So he's got to come home and back to the ranch and think about that. Well, then there's all kinds of stuff going on there. They've got wrestlers and problems with each other and the whole 9 yards. But then he meets Julie again. He went to high school with Julie Remington. And back then she was the really geeky drama student kid. And the reason I can say that is because I was a geeky drama student kid, so I know. But she grew up to be a completely normal human being. And they meet, and what was interesting about writing about them to me is they were polar opposites. She really had a contempt for politicians, which she obviously got from me. And so she was, he had the deck stacked against him at first, from the first, because he was a politician and she didn't trust any of them, no matter which aisle they sit on. So that's where that came from.
I get the distinct impression there are going to be more in this series.
Yes, there are. There are actually some 15 books altogether in the McKetrick series, but this one is a trilogy. It's called The McKetricks of Texas. Tate was the first, Garrett is the second, and at the end of June you'll be able to get the July book, which is Austin, the youngest brother and in many ways the most troublesome.
Well, I look forward to seeing this one. It's called The McKetricks of Texas, Garrett. And it's by Linda Lael Miller, an award-winning author. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much.